Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Mark Webster. This week's guest is John Cooper Jr. of the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission, dedicated to providing shelter, food, counseling, and the gospel to veterans and other men in Niagara Falls, New York. He begins by telling us about a new veterans facility they just opened.
The Liberty Suite is what it's called. It's a 30-day emergency shelter for homeless veterans. So a guy comes in off the street. He goes into our intake process. We ask him if he's a veteran. If he says yes, either he'll have identification on him or the VA will come in that day or the next to confirm that he is indeed a veteran. And then we have a separate place in our building. It's just a nicer, little nicer place, got some patriotic stuff hung up. And he's right next to our discipleship program, which is our continuation program. 11% of the national homeless population are veterans. And in our building currently, 15% of all of our clients, and that's out of 80 guys, were veterans. So it's a big need.
How far does your family go back with being involved with the mission?
So actually, I got our family started in the mission back in 2011. Before I went into the Army, I heard a kind of a call to action from the Niagara Gospel Mission, Sean Smith, who used to be the director here. He gave it at a men's breakfast. And then when I heard that, I just felt the Lord was having me to come here to preach. So I volunteered as a preacher. I was in Bible college at the time as well. So I volunteered as a preacher, did 2 years here, and I got my parents involved. And then when I left for the Army, both my parents are involved. My dad stepped in on the board here and is still serving on the board. And then when I got out of the Army, I spent some time as a minister up in Watertown, New York, which is right outside of Fort Drum. And then I came here. We didn't know how long we would stay, my wife and I, how long we'd stay in the area, but we felt the Lord calling us. I got a job here, and then the rest is history. We're staying. So,
original background of the mission, it started out of an RV, is that correct?
Yep, started out as a soup kitchen and an RV, and they would drive around the needy areas in Niagara Falls. And then under Sean Smith's leadership, they got a building on Ferry Avenue, and they were there for a few years. And then they got this building that we're in now, which is the old YMCA in Niagara Falls. This is our 15-year anniversary. So in 15 years, we went from an RV to a YMCA.
Tell me a little bit more about some of the other services that the mission offers.
We have daily Bible teaching. So we have 11 classes that run through, and they range from classes on a book of the Bible to recovery classes to alcoholic classes. We have a 2-year temporary housing program, which is on our third and fourth floor. And that's to help guys who maybe they have a job or they just got fired and they need to save up some money for an apartment. They're paying child support, port fees, whatever the case is. And then we have our discipleship program. And our discipleship program, there's really no time limit on that program. But that's a guy comes to faith in Christ when he's here, or he was a Christian before and backslid, and now he wants to take his faith seriously. And that's run by some local pastors that come in. And really, it's a time of really growing in your faith is the focus. There and they do chores and they learn how to do basic living in a Christian community. We're currently saving up money and looking for buildings to also do a women and children shelter as well.
You mentioned the discipleship program, and that's really key, isn't it? You can lead someone to faith and they might take that initial step, but if you don't follow up, then that can quickly get lost.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of guys, they haven't been trained how to be Christians. And myself, I grew up in a Christian home. I was fortunate to have Christian friends in the military, and I took that for granted for guys who maybe don't have that in their life. They don't know how to follow God. They don't have a pastor to help them out if they didn't have a church, or maybe they go to a larger church and they don't get the one-on-one time that they need, or what, you know, whatever the case may be. There's 100 different things that can get involved, but this is a program where they can learn what is it to be a Christian. It's all centered on the Word of God. And so it's a great program because, like you said, they don't know how to take that first step.
As a veteran yourself, the veterans assistance component of the mission has to be particularly dear to your heart.
Yeah, I lost a friend to suicide when I was in the 25th Infantry Division who, when he got out, he couldn't find a job. And there were other problems, too, that he had that was really the trigger, is he couldn't find a job. He felt worthless, didn't know how he was going to provide for his family. And then he unfortunately killed himself. And that really rocked me, because I said, when I was going through the transition out of the Army, they didn't really do a great job of preparing people. It was more just trying to convince you to stay in. And so I kind of saw the need for that, just from my own personal experience. Guys are hurting, and they need the church's help. What they're really missing is the love of Christ, and that's what we're here to provide them with.
Do you find most clients that you get, veterans or otherwise, are hungry for the gospel, even if at some point they might not realize that yet?
Yeah, I think that's key. At some point, they may not realize it yet. A lot of times, guys come in, and they know what we're about, and they give us the song and dance that they're a committed Christian and all this, and then once they start to actually hear our Bible studies, our daily preaching, then they say, oh, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, and they actually admit it, that they need the Lord. And sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it's immediate. Some guys know that they're in this situation and this is where God has them in order to draw them closer to Him. But a lot of guys, it's through the fact that we continually feed them the gospel, they realize that this is their only hope, is Christ.
That's John Cooper Jr. of the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission in Niagara Falls, New York, dedicated to providing shelter, food, counseling, and the gospel to veterans and other men in Niagara Falls, New York. Join us again next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.